Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Question. Professor Colleen Eldos, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Let's talk about ivermectin because it's very confusing as to what the situation is. Give us a rundown. What's the latest?
Okay, there's not much change. We still have the authorities sticking their heels in saying do not use ivermectin because there's insufficient evidence. And that's been going on since December last year, and the evidence is mounting up, and they keep saying insufficient evidence, insufficient evidence. And what's become very clear to me over the last 7 to 8 months is that people who do meta-analysis or reviews are not objective. And in fact, one of our colleagues from Yale University has said that the only meta-analysis or review you can trust is the one you do yourself.
Wow.
So in South Africa, we've got the National Emergency Medicines List Committee, which produced a document in December last year with SAHPRA, when SAHPRA said, no, you're not allowed to use ivermectin at all and you'd go to jail and it would kill people. Within a day or so, the NEMLC had looked at two or three papers and said there's insufficient evidence. And by that time, I'd looked at everything I could find, and there was a lot more evidence. It may have been insufficient at that time to really give it the green light, and I believe now it is still insufficient to give it the green light, but it certainly is sufficient to be able to use with caution, which SAHPRA has actually gone with. So the NEMLC came out again in June, saying there's still insufficient evidence. And what had been happening in the first 6 months is many doctors were becoming more comfortable using ivermectin. It's legal in South Africa to use ivermectin. SAHPRA allows it to be used off-label and on the compassionate use program. But the NEMLC document, which is produced by four people who are clinicians or pharmacists, it's not a peer-reviewed document. It is clearly not covering the entire literature. And they come out again saying still not sufficient evidence.
Didn't I see that there was, I know it was a smallish study, but didn't I see a study coming out of Israel as well, saying that they had seen good results in one of the hospitals there, and I can't recall which hospital it was.
It's one of the top 10 hospitals in the world. And it was Professor Eli Schwartz, and there is no doubt. He presented his study early this year, in January or February, to the South African Jewish... We were the first people in the world to see his results. And there's no doubt that anybody looking at those results will have no doubt that this works. Right. He looked at patients... Well, they weren't patients. They were... people in these hotels that they had at the time. They were confined to their rooms. It was a double-blind randomized control trial. People weren't allowed to leave their rooms, so they took the medications they were given. And on unblinding, they found that there was a definite impact on time to go to hospital. Right. So these people were not very sick at the time. They had just been tested positive, so they were in isolation. Right. But they still saw that there was less progression. But on top of that, he then looked at the swabs and tried to see if they could culture anything from these patients. And the patients who were on ivermectin, they could not culture any virus from. But those who were in the control arm, they were able to culture. And they got statistical significance. The problem is with Professor Schwartz is nobody wants to publish the trial. And there's clear publication bias now, because everybody is scared their journals are going to go onto the wrong side of the WHO or something. So his work is available on a preprint, so people are able to look at it. And to me, that study should be enough to say, let's go with a green light for ivermectin. And in addition to all of this, in the last few weeks, Anthony Fauci, who the world now knows, has said we need an antiviral along with the vaccines. They're now acknowledging that people are getting sick and we need to treat them early. And Pfizer is now out with their phase 2 or 3 trials on their antiviral. So they're going to have an antiviral to go with their vaccine. And we all know that Merck has had molnupiravir in trials for a while. And apparently These two drugs will be given emergency use authorization in America by the end of the year. So there is acknowledgement that we need early antiviral treatment. We have known that ivermectin could fill this gap in the meantime, yet we still have authorities saying there's insufficient evidence.
Is it likely to change in South Africa?
Probably not, because we've put our trust in a few people who are all part of the same mind cage set. Mm. They are all, they've got their own group think. But what is happening in South Africa is doctors on the ground are seeing such good effects with ivermectin that there are many, many who are using it very successfully on the ground. So there are lots of doctors in South Africa who are using it legally, and they're having good impacts. There's even a colleague of mine at a government hospital who insisted on using it, and as far as I know, it's one of very few government hospitals that had the courage to order in ivermectin and use it on his patients, and he's got figures that show dramatic changes. In fact, the deaths he has are people who have their oxygen disconnected or some, that kind Amazing. Of avoidable issues.
This for you has obviously been an incredibly frustrating period. I can't imagine how frustrating.
It has been, but it's also been a learning curve for me. I've always had such blind faith in my colleagues. I've always taken them for their word. I've been one of those people who've said, wow, that person at Groteskiere, you know, he's just amazing. Or that person at Wits, or that person somewhere else. I've always looked up to many of the people who are just, they can be disparaging in public about people. Mm. And I've realized that ad hominem attacks, when you cannot engage intellectually, have become not uncommon with people I really, really used to look up to. So it's been a big learning curve to realize that people I thought were infallible actually are very human and have their own prejudices and biases and egos and will not budge. And the thought cages, to me, I think are so dangerous for people, to go through your life thinking there's only one kind of trial that you will ever look at in order to help save a person's life is so short-sighted. You know, I came from a natural science background. I was not trained as a clinical researcher. I was trained as a scientist. So I look at the entire evidence and see we've got 30-odd trials on the safety of the drug. We've got 30-odd trials on mechanism of action. And they all point to the fact that ivermectin works. And we've got people saying no single large randomized controlled trial, so we're not going to look at it. And then on top of that, when a single large randomized controlled trial does come out with a very low dose, so we do not find a statistical significance, they start shouting words like, see, it doesn't work. And they're not looking at the science beyond the title of the article. And that's been frustrating, but also an enormous learning curve.
Absolutely.
What it's going to do for the rest of my career is, as a teacher of other scientists, I'm going to be teaching people to think more.
Amazing. Very, very interesting. Professor Colleen Elders, unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. Clinical researcher at the University of KwaZulu-Natal, talking about ivermectin. Why has it been put under the red light?